Welcome to the Music Video Night Podcast, where we watch music videos and deconstruct them into meanings that couldn't possibly be there. I'm Travis.
I'm Jared. We're not experts in music or videos.
Okay, yeah. No, you didn't match the tone at all.
No, I didn't. I got lost. So I had a... We're going to... The reason why is because you were moving all over the place like this. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do my impression too, because we've been watching Love on the Spectrum. Which is the best show in the world.
It really is. And it's so good.
Yeah, it's like the most heartwarming, best thing.
It's fantastic.
It's required watching. It should be in schools.
If you haven't seen it yet, they're on season 3 now.
Yes.
It's so good.
It is. And so watching you move around, I was like, oh, I'm going to do my impression too. I was like, but I'm going to get in trouble. Because I do it because I love it, not because I'm being mean.
No. It's fantastic.
But Kristen hates when I do any impression of them.
Oh, it's so good. The guy that goes to the medieval stuff.
Yes.
Your impression. So good.
But I've got Connor down now. I was thinking you were the guy who's like, you want to know what I do? Like, that's who the energy you were giving me. Yeah, okay. Okay. Sorry. Love that show.
It's the best energy in the world.
Yeah,
so I'm happy with that, to be fair.
Did you finish the season yet?
Not yet.
Oh, we finished it.
No, yeah.
Two days.
2 days?
Wiped it out.
Okay. We may start it tonight. I don't even think we started it yet.
Anyway, hey.
Hey. What's up?
Not much, man. Still recovering. We did our finale mid-season. That's the last time we hung out. It aged me.
Very much so.
Yeah, it was so fun.
It aged me for a week. I'm fine now.
Yeah.
But that week.
Ooh. Mm. I don't even think, and we talked about it that night. Like, I'm not ashamed to say on the podcast, but we had a half bottle of champagne, four Guinness, one high gravity beer, which in our youth, we would have laughed at you for finishing That's All.
Yes.
We were done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were canned.
I know you waited long enough, so I don't want to imply any type of drinking and driving. I wasn't sure you left, and I don't know how you got home.
I waited long enough until I was sober enough to drive, and then I did drive home.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure I didn't know, and then you said, I'm home, and I was like, he's not here?
Yeah, I sat in the car.
Okay.
Because I knew when I was ready to go, it's time to go. And then I sat in the car for a good, I don't know, while.
You might have slept too.
Until I was like, okay, now I'm really ready to go.
Okay.
So, great. I was fine.
Well, we were safe. It was a blast. No idea what our scores are.
No.
It was fun.
Had a great time. All right. Anything that we need to talk about from last week?
No. No, I don't think so.
Which we covered.
Now, let me turn a couple pages here.
With a guest. Right?
Yeah, we covered Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba.
Tub
Thumping.
Yeah. No, not off the top of my head. Matt brought it.
He did. I kind of thought about it afterwards. A few of our guests, and you can tell, are educated guests.
Yeah.
They almost take it on as a college project, an assignment.
We appreciate that.
Yes, we do. Because they have so much more in-depth information and theories than we can actually come up with, because we're so stupid.
Yeah, and it puts us out of our depth, because
absolutely.
Yeah, cool, man. That sounds great.
Yeah, we have no idea where to go with it, because our minds don't go that deep.
Nope, this is about as balls.
Yeah.
That's as far as we get to.
Yeah. But he did great.
Fragrances, you're wearing Killian Black Phantom. What do you think that smells like?
I got a leather.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
I don't know. It's a weird leather.
Leather, chocolate,
smell.
Coffee.
Maybe. Yeah. Coffee and leather. Coffee and leather. That's what it is.
To me, it almost has a peanut butter pie smell to it a little bit. You can get to that.
Okay.
Not in there, but that's.
No, it's not.
And I'm wearing Tamarindo, which is another memo.
Oh, very clean, very sweet.
This time of year.
Yeah,
like,
very
a little
good.
Warm outside. Okay, we've just been talking and talking.
What are we covering? What are we covering today?
Oh, boy, Travis.
And let's talk about this, because we picked our own songs this season.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to cover.
Yep.
And Weedus, Teenage Dirtbag, was on both of our lists.
It was. Yep.
So I don't know whose pick this is, it doesn't matter. Yeah. We both wanted to cover this.
We're both just glad to be here.
Yeah.
Okay, so mutual pick. I mean, I wasn't sure, so I did write down June 20th, 2000.
I did the exact same. I did my own research, too.
Okay, so I don't get to surprise you with the director's name is?
Jeff Gordon. You do not.
I was ready for that to be a joke, but there it is. If you are not from the South or a NASCAR fan.
It's not the NASCAR driver, Jeff Gordon. It is... just a guy named Jeff Gordon.
Who has only directed one other Weedus video.
Negative.
Oh, that's all I had. That's all I saw.
Yeah, there's about 8 or 9.
Okay.
different music videos that he's done, one other Weedus, and then a few bands that nobody knows.
Okay, so, wow. Okay, so you did more than I did. All I saw was Weedus.
I watched every one of them.
Okay.
I did.
And?
They're interesting.
Okay. Are you saving it? Are you saving it or something?
Maybe one. Maybe one video I would save. The rest, we would not cover. They're not great.
Where does this fall? Better than all of them?
Way better.
Okay.
But also, to be fair, this is the only music video that had a production company.
Like a budget. Had a budget.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. They had a production company that did the whole thing for them, whereas the others were just him.
People doing music videos.
So, of course, this one's better.
Okay. Cool. Well, got me to that. Let's see. What about, so we both picked this, and again, we have some type of ties. Do you have, what's your relation? What do you got to the song or to the video or anything?
I don't have much. Minor crush on, I think it's Mina.
Yeah, Mina.
Suvari.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, especially American Pie and from the movie Loser, which is kind of what some of this is based on.
Have you seen this movie?
Yeah.
I've never seen this movie.
Okay. So, I'll tell you this. The music video is not from the movie.
I know that.
Okay.
I didn't know that. Which we have talked about before.
Okay.
We were like, well, we don't know if we want to cover it because it's taking clips from the movie.
Okay.
But I did, in my later research, see it's not.
It's not from the movie.
Yeah.
No. So all the acting, everything for this is strictly for this music video.
Which is one step further than the Flies video, which takes from the movie and has them in it.
Yes.
This is same actors.
Same actors.
Just for the video.
Yeah, and they promote the movie in the video.
And
the song is in the movie.
Yes.
But nothing in this music video is from the movie.
It's also a different plot.
Different plot altogether.
Yeah, so, all right.
Semi. It is still the same
love interest. The idea is there. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's in love with somebody who's not really in love with him, and then it comes around.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Same idea.
So, continue. Sorry, I was just elaborating there.
And greatest song ever.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking the same thing, like, greatest song ever. Yeah. There wasn't a time I listened to it where I wasn't like, let's get it. Like, I was like in the crowd with them.
And you can... We've done this where we've done our research and had to listen to the song over and over and over again. And at some point you're like, I'm over this. I don't want to hear this anymore. And then you mute it, right? Never happened.
Nope.
Didn't mute it once.
I didn't either, but I almost did because I was like, I just like the song. I just want to listen to the song.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So yeah, we had this CD when we were in high school, the Weedy CD. I still listen to it, the full album. I like all but like one song on the album.
Yeah, the album's fine.
Yeah.
Underrated singer. He's got a fantastic voice.
Your own voices, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really, really good.
But back in the day, we had one CD and we'd all pass it around. So we'd literally borrow it for like a week at a time. It was before, like, we didn't know how to burn CDs back then. So we just borrowed the same CD.
And not everyone had 15 bucks to go spend on one.
No, so we shared it.
Yeah.
I also, if you remember, you went to this party. I did a karaoke birthday party.
You did.
I dressed as him.
You did?
I don't remember. I must have sang it. I don't remember.
You did. Sang it. You wore the outfit. You crushed it.
I
looked
did.
Fantastic. It was a great time. I have pictures.
Oh.
Prove it.
Oh, my goodness. We'll cut them in somewhere.
We should.
And also, I have just lyrics to the song. We'll get that right now. Just knock it out of the way.
Okay.
Misheard lyrics for me on this song.
Misheard, okay.
Misheard lyrics that I have always sang that I actually like my lyrics better than here.
Okay.
So, There's a line in here where he says, I've got gym class in half an hour, oh how she rocks, which implies he's about to have gym class with her. That's all that means, right?
Yeah, in kids and tube socks.
With her, right? Like,
sure, I guess. I never really implied that it was with her, but sure.
Oh, okay. I just assume he's got gym class in half an hour, and he gets to see her in kids in tube socks.
Okay, sure. Fair enough.
Okay, but the only thing I misheard was I've got gym class in heaven because it is with her.
Oh.
Got gym class in heaven and oh,
yeah, that doesn't work for me. But
I just think like I just look at it like it's the only time today he got to see her, and so that's why he was in heaven. It doesn't really change anything.
It doesn't.
No. It's just there you go. That was just my misheard lyric.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I had any misheards.
Fine.
The lyrics, but I don't really. Yeah,
it's not a normal segment.
Oh, I do it a lot. I just never mention it. Like I don't want to embarrass myself and say something like I thought it was heaven when it's half an hour.
So were you thinking of him in Keds in Tube Socks?
No, her.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I just didn't, I didn't think about it like they're going to gym class together. That just...
Not together. He's just, much like Selena Gomez, yes. Spying. See, we're tying them all together. Bad Bring liar. It on. Okay, cool. Well, then, whoa, who's going to do the walkthrough? You want to paper, rock, scissors for it? Cause,
all right, here we go.
One, two, three, shoot. You.
Dadgummit. All right, so opening scene, you've got Jason Biggs. By the way, it's Jason Biggs, yes. And Mina Savari are the main characters in the music video. But he's waking up on some stairs doing, I'm guessing, homework. Looks like he's got coffee and some books there. Or he's going to sleep on some stairs. And he's dreaming about interactions with this girl where her and her boyfriend run over his bike, and then he gets pushed over in a hallway. And then by the end, he's at prom, and she walks up to him and gives him some Iron Maiden tickets, and then he wakes up. In between all that, you've got the band playing in the school and one other location. The band plays, in the gym and in the school.
Cool. Fine.
That's the best I got for you.
That's fine. I'm a little disappointed, but it's
not
the
You can do your own walkthrough. Here, go.
All right, so we've got the place to start there. We've got the groundwork. We did say this was 2000, right?
2000, yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so do you think, we'll just open right up into it, with him going to sleep on the stairs, mm-hmm. and him waking up at the end, does that matter to you for this video?
Does not.
Okay. I don't need it.
I don't need it, but I don't not need it either. Like, I can take it as it's a dream, or I can take it as it's a memory.
Or he took a nap.
Yeah, or... Well, either way, yeah.
Yeah, because if this is all fantasy and a dream, he still gets bullied.
Yes.
In his dream, mm-hmm. or in his fantasy, so why even have it in there?
Yeah, I think it's meant to be a dream, mm-hmm. but I think I more look at it as a memory.
Okay, so he's just looking back on his whole relationship with...
Dreaming about a memory? Dream, still a dream, I guess.
Yeah.
But is it dream on fantasy or is it dream on reality?
Yeah, okay.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't... I could take it or leave it, really. It doesn't bother me, but I did think about it.
So we can put it under what would you change, just you don't need it.
Yeah, you don't need it.
Okay. Doesn't hurt it.
It doesn't hurt it.
Don't need it.
Agreed.
All right, this has been the music video.
Did you have kids?
The shoes?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, what? I didn't think they were that popular.
I remember, it might be just from this song implanting them, like, incepting it into my brain, but, like, I don't remember what kids look like. I was thinking kind of like a just Chuck
white loafers.
Taylor.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, something like that.
Maybe it was more of a girl shoe anyway. I don't know if guys wore kids.
They're not an expensive shoe, right? Kids are like...
I wouldn't think so, but I don't know.
I think they were... Anyway.
I just don't remember them being like a big popular...
Well, the thing that it evokes is like kids and tube socks. Like you automatically... Like tube socks are cute.
Yeah.
You just put it that... So you just automatically assume the shoes are cute. You just put whatever shoe you want on her.
Yeah, Chucks. Why not Chucks? Why wouldn't you say Chucks? Yeah.
I guess you can't work out in Chucks.
You can, but
you shouldn't be.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway indeed. All right, so we get to that. Then we get to him going to school. Mm-hmm. And he rides his bike. Mm-hmm. Again, like just like Selena Gomez. Mm-hmm. Then his bike gets hit by a car, and we are introduced to the boyfriend and Mina Savari.
Yes.
Okay? Who both completely ignore him while he stares on in disbelief at his bike.
Yes.
Any notes there?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's going to come into theory. Okay. So. You're just doing your walkthrough anyway.
Yeah, this is just the slow walkthrough.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so then they go into the school. In the hallways, we see her staring at, quote, him for a minute, and he's, like, baffled that it's happening until the boyfriend once again bumps into him, knocks him down, and she was staring at her boyfriend the whole time, which is a trend in TikTok videos where you pretend that you're staring at somebody. Yeah, so they were onto that before, in which she completely ignores him again. Mm-hmm. So does the boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Then we see Jason Biggs at a lunch table, eating by himself, waving at the boyfriend almost, it seems. Like, he says, what's up?
The boyfriend acknowledges him.
Yeah, and the two friends, Mina Savari, is there. They do acknowledge him in this time. One of the friends throws
trash
at him.
Yeah.
not the boyfriend. Mina Savari gets mad and storms off. Mm-hmm. And then we cut to them at prom, mm-hmm. which he's sitting with a group of guys and one girl.
Two girls, two guys, yes.
Oh, I guess I didn't clock that.
Yeah, one of the girls is wearing a neck brace.
Okay. I guess I just missed that entirely.
And the other girl's got flowers around her shoulders, like weird looking okay. dress. But yeah.
He looks like he's just had enough and he throws his something down, his tie.
His bow tie. Yeah, he takes his bow tie off, throws it on the table.
And then Mina Savari starts singing to him with the Iron Maiden tickets, walks over, gives them to him, and they slow dance. It ends, disco ball hits him, he wakes up.
Yeah.
Slow walkthrough.
Yes. And I guess it's important to note that at the end, the disco ball above the dancing floor does fall seemingly on top of his head.
Yeah, and he wakes up back on the stairs.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I didn't mention that.
That's okay. Again, we don't need it.
Yeah. It's not necessary.
Okay, cool. Okay. Any fun facts, any things you noticed in this video?
So many things that I noticed in this video.
Okay.
In this vehicle video.
This music vehicle for videos. Yes.
Yeah, lots of little things. I'm assuming you noticed them too.
I noticed two that were fun for me.
Okay, well, name them.
Okay, so Easter eggs.
Yeah, Easter eggs.
Yeah, so Jeff Gordon is the prom king.
Yep.
That's the director who's on the thing in the background.
Yes. His name is on a big poster at the top of the stairs saying Jeff Gordon is something prom king. I don't know exactly what it says, but yeah. Something he put his own name in there.
Big letters.
Clever.
Yep.
I like it.
The lead singer shirt says Comac.
Okay.
Which is a lyric in one of their other songs, the Wanna Be Gangster,
which
he also directed.
Jeff Gordon also
But yeah, directed. Better go back to Comac. So I assume that's a place.
So I looked up Comac because I didn't realize it was in the lyrics, and it's a school in New York.
Okay.
Like a preparatory high school, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just assumed maybe that's where he went to high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not.
Okay, you went that far?
Yeah, okay. I did. Yeah, he went to a private school. But you have to...
It makes sense, like knowing that, it also makes sense for Wannabe Gangster, because in that song, he is a Wannabe Gangster, but if he goes to Comac, he's a prep school kid.
Okay.
And somebody else is calling him out.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
So, just another reference to their songs. Now, you must have found more.
I did. One of them is going to go under a mistake.
Okay.
But,
you don't. We're not in order anymore, man.
A couple little things. The score behind him on the scoreboard is 21-48.
Yes.
With the home team being the loser.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a reference to the movie Loser. Did we even say that? The movie that these two are in and that they're kind of referencing is called Loser from 2000.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just noticed 21-48, and why would you make the home team the losers?
So that could Weird. That could help something. That could help something. We're going to connect this dot real quick.
Okay.
So Jason Biggs will say, is the home team, but he's losing to a guy who goes to another school. And the reason I'm saying he goes to another school, even though he probably doesn't, is because his Letterman jacket's an F.
Okay, that's another one. That's a mistake.
Yeah, that's got to be, right?
Because the school is Jackson High.
Yeah, and it says Lance.
The Lancers.
Lancers, okay.
Yeah.
So that's not that letter.
No. Yeah, he's wearing the wrong Letterman jacket.
Yeah, so which he could just be roaming the halls of this school. We don't know. But that doesn't fit. They had two Letterman jackets they found at the thrift store with that letter.
Yes, it's a mistake. It's got to be a mistake. And that's one of the notes I had, is that it was a mistake.
Okay.
Another thing, 207, the big loser sign above him when he's eating lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Again, another reference to the movie. But one of the bigger ones, and I told you the girl in the neck brace at 232.
Mm-hmm.
One of the bigger ones is at 137 when they're walking down the hallway. Her folder that she's holding, did you see it?
Mm-mm.
It's got Wheatus on it. It's got the Wheatus, the album cover sticker on her
plugging
folder.
Themselves there.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. You only see it for like half a second.
Okay.
It's an Easter egg.
I'll catch it. You're pointed out to me. Well, so another thing too, like this video quality is not great.
No.
So there's a lot of things you can miss because it's like, it's
yeah.
hard to look at a few times. Okay. We're getting into like some of the, go ahead. We'll keep going toward the end. So you said when they're walking down the hall?
Yeah, it's when they're walking down the hall when he gets pushed over.
Okay.
Right before the boyfriend embraces her in the hallway, you can see her folder. And she's kind of holding it up to her chest so you can see where it says Wheatus. And it's obviously the album cover from the album.
Sweet.
So it's a minute. Still got a little
ways. Yeah, no big deal. All right, cool. So any little theories, any things you want to throw at it first?
I have a bullshit theory.
Okay. Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It didn't quite come together because the end ruins it, but I want to make him a ghost. I want to make him...
I thought that would come up.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something to it if you wanted to, but I don't know. Maybe he's only alive on prom night.
Right. That's exactly where I was going with it, because on prom night is the only time...
He's acknowledged.
But why is he acknowledged so much? So it's coming up right here, and you'll see she's got a folder in her arms.
Okay. Oh, yep, I see it. Yep. That's not the album cover for this album, though.
It's just one of their album covers. Okay. I don't know which one it is.
It just says Weed, as we know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember it being an album, though.
Yeah.
So, anyway. But yeah, I want to make him a ghost, mm-hmm. because it doesn't make sense that he gets hit. And they get out of the car and completely ignore him.
Even if you hate him and hate his bike, car.
You're going to worry about your car.
Yeah.
Right? He drives an IROC.
Yeah. Which is a Camaro.
Chevy Camaro. Yes. Good. Hey.
Hey, got it.
Boom. Good for you.
Yeah. You know, I only know that because of AJ and AJ's dad. Yeah. It's the only reason.
Yeah. But he'd be worried about the car. Mm. She would, you know, I'm sure, defend him somehow. Maybe.
Maybe.
And then in the hallway, again, he gets pushed over and no one pays any attention to him. Mm-hmm. And she seemingly doesn't care about him. So why does she get upset when someone throws trash at him?
That's not even her boyfriend.
Right. Or is it that he's just littering?
She's just mad about the litter.
She can't see him there.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something there.
Yeah.
But it doesn't.
Maybe we missed what's missing, if we're going to extrapolate into some of your techniques here. Maybe between the trash and the prom scene, she dies. So they're both ghosts at prom.
Okay. Okay.
Also, I'm going to put it into the atmosphere because, you know, you went a little deep too. So they listen to Iron Maiden. That's the whole thing, mm-hmm. of the song. So I looked up what Iron Maiden was going on around this time.
Okay.
So Iron Maiden, this was June of... 2000. Mm-hmm. So Iron Maiden put out a CD in 2000. They put out their first single in May of 2000 called Wicker Man. The single. Okay. So they would have been going to see them during a new album release.
They would have.
Yes. The lyrics to Wicker Man don't matter to this. No. I did try. Didn't matter. No.
Okay. What was the name of that album?
I should have looked it up. I just looked up the single.
There's a couple things on, I don't know if you noticed, on the Iron Maiden tickets.
I did not notice.
Okay. So the Iron Maiden tickets have June 8th of 2000. Specific date.
Okay. So June 8th was maybe when they filmed it.
Maybe.
Because June 20th is when this song came out.
Okay.
I didn't have a specific release date for the video. There's not often both.
No.
So June 20th was the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it says specifically June 8th. The price of them, I think, and it's not very clear because, again, it's not great quality, but the price is $10.
It's too low.
Yeah, way too low.
Yeah.
And it has 666 on it. And this ties into something else completely, which I did research afterwards.
Yeah.
But like section 6, row 6, seat 6 or something like that. But both of them have 666 at the top, like you would see in that format.
Okay.
So interesting.
Neat. Yeah, that is neat. Huh. And I don't know. I don't remember. I never listened to Iron Maiden. But what was their popularity level in the year 2000? They were not a 2000s band, right? They were like 80s?
They were, yeah.
80s band?
80s, 90s, yeah.
Like metal?
Metal.
So
heavy metal.
Never listened to them.
Okay. It does tie in, but that's research after the fact. So I'll bring that up later.
Please. Okay, cool. I guess it makes sense. We didn't really say it, but the real meaning is, like, he has this fantasy where she just comes around to him.
Yes.
Okay, that easy enough. And also, there's another hint. So you can also, like, with Ghost, it is a dream or a fantasy of some kind. But a thing that references that is his shirt, the guitar shirt says fantasy.
It does.
So if you want to add that into, like, hey, this is all make-believe, you can just, that's a really quick, his shirt says fantasy.
Okay.
So...
Yeah.
All right. We covered a lot already. Hold on. Boom, boom, boom.
We did.
Okay. That's gone. All right. So now let's get to some theories.
Okay.
I'm ready for theories if you are.
Sure. Hit me.
All right. The first theory I got was he and Mina Suvari are already a couple, and they are scammers. They are looking to do some type of grift or looking for a way to sue the boyfriend. Okay?
Okay.
So the way they get to the way that I get to this is that's why she is ignoring, she's acting like she doesn't know Jason Biggs. But the boyfriend is too dumb to be scammed. And so in the middle of it, she has to abandon the scam. They hit the bike.
Okay.
But when the bike gets hit, it's absolutely Jason Biggs' fault.
Oh.
Did you notice that? Yeah. So his bike, he's digging on the bike rack. He's prepping it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But his bike is in the middle of the street. And so when the guy hits it, they get out of the car. So the bike is not where it's supposed to be. He should have been much closer to the bike rack.
Okay.
So he set it up to get hit on purpose. Mina Suvari made sure that happened, right?
But as if the guy didn't see the bike there while driving?
But yeah, well, because he's dumb.
Or hear it when he hits it?
it's going to work out.
Okay.
The boyfriend is dumb.
Okay.
And so he's too dumb to be scammed.
Gotcha.
All right, so next we get to the hallway where it's absolutely Jason Biggs' fault. He gets hit. So, like, yes, the idiot is okay. Like...
I see where you're going,
yeah,
now.
Mina Suvari is just staring, and wouldn't you be lost? You said you had a crush on her.
For sure.
If she's looking at you like that, you're like, oh, I'm coming, baby, don't worry. And Jason Biggs is walking and then stops in the middle of the hallway. Other people are walking around him, but only one person is being stared at by Mina Suvari. It's the boyfriend who just runs right over him to get to his girlfriend.
Okay.
Mina does not care because she's like, yes, this is working. Now, where it falls apart is when the friend throws the trash because Mina wanted him to throw the trash, and he doesn't.
Okay.
And so then she's like, you're an idiot. We cannot make this work with you.
Mm-hmm.
So then she leaves him, goes to prom. Jason's upset at prom, not because Mina's not with him, but because their scam didn't work. The neck brace girl, I'm just throwing this and bullshitting right now, was also part of a different scam. So it's a little group of scammers. That's why she's wearing the neck brace at prom.
Did you see the neck brace?
Yeah, I see it now.
Okay.
And then Mina Suvari is like, well, it didn't work, but I got us Iron Maiden tickets, so let's just dance at prom and go later.
Maybe the scam did work.
Their prize.
Maybe the scam was getting the Iron Maiden tickets off of him.
Because he wasn't... Oh, just him buying the tickets versus like giving money? Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
So it could just end like that.
Okay. I like where you're going with it. I see how you got there.
That's the whole thing. I mean, I have nothing else.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, it semi-ties into mine. A little differently, but semi-ties into mine.
I also want to do, which I... I don't think we've talked about it on a recorded episode, but we've talked about it many times. Very similar to my prom experience of going and, like, you know, her breaking up with her boyfriend like a couple days before and then calling me to go that day has similar vibes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Not for me.
Yeah.
Complete opposite for me.
But yeah, so I just think there's somehow scamming. There could be more to it.
Okay.
And that also ties into the lyrics a little bit. Like, I'm a teenage dirtbag. What's... Or teenage dirtbag even that.
Yeah.
And also, maybe it could just be to get him kicked out of school because in the lyrics, he brings a gun to school.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get that guy kicked out of school. So it could be just as simple as she's trying to set him up to get kicked out.
Okay.
And maybe he does.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. He doesn't belong there anyway.
Right.
He goes to a different school.
Or college. Or dude's college. 30.
Okay. So, yeah, I would say similar.
Okay.
But I would change scamming to scheming.
Okay.
And I call this theory the Carrie theory.
The Carrie theory?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. You remember the movie Carrie, mm-hmm. right? I think they both hate him.
The boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay.
The boyfriend and Mina hate...
Jason Biggs. Okay.
And I mean, it's a deep-seated hate. Like, they do not like this guy.
Okay.
When they originally hit him, right? They both know that he has a crush on her.
Okay.
But... walk by him smiling, right? Like, mm-hmm. they both know what they just did.
Right.
There's no...
cruel.
Yeah,
it's cruel act.
Just cruel. Same thing with the hallway. She sees him. She's like, I'm going to really jack him up because I know my boyfriend's behind him.
Yeah.
And so starts giving him the eyes, right? And big time giving him the eyes to make him stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then he
gets... Okay, so it was like a switcheroo.
It's a scheme. It's a setup, right? And then the end... it's just, why does she get upset with him? Because he's not the one that threw it. Yeah. You already said that,
and
right?
And he is, technically.
Yeah. And she's like, you should be throwing stuff at him, not your buddies. This is ridiculous. We hate him. Right?
Yeah.
That's why she's mad.
Yeah.
And then the final setup is...
the tickets, but it's not going
to
be...
the tickets are, they're a play. They're like, I'm going to get him to the middle of the dance floor. How am I going to do that? Give him the Iron Maiden tickets. Boyfriend releases the ball on top of him.
Oh, okay. I like that. I like that.
Yeah. It's a carry setup. That's all it is.
It's a carry setup now, slash a we exist setup.
Now, I hate this theory.
Yeah.
Because it ruins the video for us, right?
It's not sweet anymore.
It's not sweet anymore. Yeah. It paints her in a really bad light.
Yeah. But, it could absolutely be there.
It could be there, though. Mm. Yeah. But I don't like it.
Okay.
That's all there is to it.
It's just another cruel Iron Maiden, not concert. Like, yep. We're not doing this. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, the tickets are obviously fake.
It's $666 or $10. They can't even use a printer correctly.
It's bull. The whole thing is a set. All he sees is Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a setup.
Okay.
Everything here. Cruel, cruel people.
That works. And she's just like really, you know what? She's getting really close to him on the dance floor. So he pops one and then backs off.
Yeah.
Just lets it hang out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a setup. It's theory.
I like that. So. Both of ours, though, evil.
Evil.
Both bad people. But the song is called Teenage Dirtbag.
Right.
So it should be.
It is about a dirtbag.
Yeah. Yeah. And the song, he's not, all he does is want somebody he can't have. But this video, there's some dark implications.
Yeah. So, and that's it. That is like legitimately my only 1.5 theory.
Okay. I have a silly one. Which is, he is a Mr. Magoo type character, almost a prequel to Mr. Magoo.
Okay.
If you don't know who that is, he's
accident
just like
prone.
Yeah. Blind, like, etc. Yeah. So Jason Biggs, I believe in this video, may be mostly blind. And so a lot of things he does, he doesn't react a lot to people. So like when his bike gets hit, he was feeling the bike rack.
Yeah.
And he like doesn't really look at them. He's just like, I heard a noise. I don't know what's happening. He's okay. But he looks around way too much after it happens, and it cuts back 3 or 4 times. He's like, what's happened here? And so then in the hallway, he's like walking down the hall. See, it cuts way too many times. He's walking, but a lot of people are bumping into him. And also, they keep hitting him with the loser sign.
Yes.
And he doesn't react to it because he can't see it.
Okay.
They're all doing this, and they know he's blind, too. They may not like him, also.
And he's just smiling.
And he's just like, like, everyone's just walking by. He gets run over. He's still just as confused as to why he fell to the ground. Yeah. He doesn't seem to blame or hate the boyfriend or her. He's just, like, shocked that he got hit to the ground.
Okay. But he can see her so clearly.
Somebody's staring in his direction, and which makes his confusion make sense. Obviously, he thinks she's staring at him because she's... And it makes sense why he doesn't realize she's not staring at him.
You know what? It works.
He's just blind.
Yeah, it could be there.
And then when you get to the end, and she's holding the tickets, he's looking around like totally confused. And then when she gives him the tickets, he stands up by touching her and like getting way too close and like touching the tickets. Yeah, he's just a blind guy.
Okay.
Supported by other subliminal things.
Oh, good.
The lead singer has on these weird dark glasses.
He does.
The guitarist there just looks blind. He's just a strange-looking guy.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know.
And then the keyboardist is shaking a banana and an apple because he's also a Mr. Magoo character who thinks he has an instrument.
I noted that. Yeah. But I also know that those musical shakers come in different...
He's just shaking bananas and apples. It's real.
I don't know if it's a real shaker or if it's a banana.
It's real bananas and apples. And I think it's just another Mr. Magoo scenario.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're just silly boys. That's fair. They're just being silly boys.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. It's fine. It's a better explanation than they're just being really mean to him.
There's not as much hate there, right? They don't even know they're being mean to him.
No idea.
Like, oh, the blind guy.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's a good, soft-hearted way of looking at it, I guess.
Fine.
Poor blind kid.
That's all I have for as far as the video goes. Some things to note. This song has been covered by One Direction. Have you heard it?
I have not.
They did a version of it.
Okay.
How dare they?
Yeah, not for them.
I like One Direction well enough.
I do too.
But you are not Teenage Dirtbags.
No.
How dare you?
Yeah. That's fine. and to note, and a lot of people don't know this, but when Mina is singing, like when it gets really high, that is actually him singing.
Yes.
It is not a female
at all. It's just...
It is the lead singer, Brennan.
Yep.
Singing the song. Oh, there is one more thing that please. I don't know if you caught it.
Yeah.
You probably didn't, apparently. When they're on the steps and you see the Jeff Gordon prom king, mm-hmm. you see Brendan walking down the stairs.
Oh, no, I didn't catch that.
Yep.
I was so proud that I caught the Jeff Gordon. I stopped paying attention to that part.
I caught that first, and then I watched it one more time, and I saw that stupid bucket hat coming down the stairs, and I was like, wait a second. I had to rewind. And I was like, he's actually there with them, and he's walking down the stairs.
I'll have to catch you here in a second.
Yeah.
There's also a whole documentary on YouTube about this video.
Yes.
Hour long. I've watched that.
I started it. I haven't finished it.
Absolutely finish it.
I started it like right before I came here because it was the next thing. Like I'd watched this 50 times, then that just popped up on YouTube. The next video started playing, and it was like I don't remember what it's called, but anyway,
worth a watch.
Yeah,
I'm not going to spoil anything. Just
so you know a little bit of the backstory.
Yes.
To this video anyway.
Yes.
Which explains the tickets, the 666.
Oh, I don't know that. No, I don't know this story.
Oh, it's told in that little documentary thing.
Maybe I didn't focus on that.
He created the song because. A kid that lived down the street from him had murdered another kid in the name of Satan.
Uh-huh.
And he was a legit teenage dirtbag. But when he was arrested, he had on an AC/DC shirt.
Okay.
And that's the kind of music that he was into, AC/DC, Iron Maiden, stuff like that. And he wanted to make a song saying, hey, because they got a lot of flack for that, like, people wouldn't, you know, the schools wouldn't let you wear AC/DC and Iron Maiden, anything like that.
They weren't connected.
They were not connected at all. So he wanted to make a music video and song about it.
Well, they also, so I'll just throw my little fact is, you know, they do mute He Brings a Gun to School because this was recorded pre-Columbine.
Yes. Yep.
And they were like, you can't really do that.
Yeah.
But they were like, we're not changing it. So they just bleeped it.
There's so many little things in here. And as many times as I watched it, never thinking about theories, just trying to catch the little shit that I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what we missed?
I do think, because of the little references like the Wheatus and the tie-ins, I think there's a lot of stuff hidden.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of internal jokes and references that we missed. I believe that 100%.
Yeah, every shirt says something, and I find myself Googling what the shirts are. I'm like, this makes no sense to me, but it has to make sense.
And it's too poor of quality on some to catch everything.
Yes.
Like, you can't read some shirts or some stickers.
Signs or, all kinds of stuff in here.
Okay, so let's get into what about acting. The band does great, I think.
The band is fantastic.
He's crushing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Jason Biggs does good. Mina, for the most part, does good.
She does fine.
The jock is no.
I mean...
I don't like Mina's singing. It's over the top.
Oh, it's one of my favorite parts.
Is it?
Maybe my favorite part. I don't remember what I wrote down. I'll check here in a second.
Okay.
But maybe my favorite part.
Okay.
It is over the top.
Yeah.
But it's so good for this video. Like, if she was trying to do it seriously, it wouldn't fit. This video is not, the whole music video is not serious.
Sure, no, I'll give you that. I don't know, she just does too much. I'm just not feeling it.
Yeah, it works for me.
Okay. I don't have any other notes past that, just like the band does really good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do have it. At 3:05, when she's singing is the best part.
What's your least favorite part?
Least favorite is 4:06. The L's when they're walking down the hill.
Oh,
it's so dumb.
Cheesy.
It's cheesy. I think we did that maybe in middle school for like
before. That would have been not even. That would have been like 96.
Maybe. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like, it's outdated for this music video. It doesn't make sense, and it's super cheesy.
Okay.
They're hitting him, and it's enough. They're knocking this kid around. Why are you putting the loser L on your forehead?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I think my favorite part is just Jason Biggs.
Yeah,
I just really like Jason Biggs in this video.
He's so good.
I haven't seen American Pie since it came out. I wonder if that's worth a rewatch.
Yeah, absolutely.
The first one, you think so?
Absolutely. 100% worth a rewatch.
All right. And my least favorite part is the boyfriend. He's distracting. Like, he's like a Frankenstein.
He's meant to look like a jock douchebag, and he fulfills the role, so it's fine. Well,
he's not even great. He's not even acting. It's like they're like, you're doing so bad, just walk, just stand there. Yeah. And so he can't do anything.
Yeah.
And it comes across as he's just in a complete amateur next to these two who are actors.
Right.
I guess in fairness to him.
In fairness to him, that's true. If they had gotten two randos to do it, he'd probably not stick out so bad.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Unforgivable, though. Yeah. There's only three people in this video, and you blew it. You're one third.
True.
Do they go together?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
They could stick more story together because it is weird, the line when they break up.
Yes.
It's a very hard, it doesn't show her coming around. There's just a hard moment of I'm with him, I'm not with him.
So that's on one of my notes. What would you change? Mm. On top of a couple of little things like the stairs, sleeping stuff, not necessarily needed, but I would have her show some sort of sympathy throughout right. the video
yes.
in each scenario. That way the build makes sense at the end.
Yeah. And I'm now the song does say she doesn't know who I am, but she comes around, right?
Yeah.
So I think even the first one, when the bike gets knocked over, even if she just picks up
the bike up.
But doesn't acknowledge him still.
Sure.
You don't even have to look and be like, oh, there's a connection. Don't even give us that.
That's
just
fine.
Acknowledge.
Yeah. There's a human. When he gets knocked over in the hallway, pick up a book and give it back to him.
Yeah.
You know, something.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be like, oh, knocked over, pick it up, go with the boyfriend and turn around and be like, oh, he's cute. Just pick it up.
Yeah.
Just a little turn that there's a chance. Because the trash thing, you just throw one. It's not even him. It's the friend.
Yeah, the friend is throwing the trash.
Yeah, like, you know what? I don't like you
guys. And
that's
the only time you see her show any sort of sympathy or
emotion. And it could be because of you. It's just like you and your friend's litter. Like, it's not this
exactly.
guy. It's just they're littering.
Yeah, so I would just, the buildup doesn't make sense without a little bit more sympathy from
yeah
her.
There is a funny thing I saw, which kind of, I don't even know why I'm telling the story, but a girl is divorcing her husband. Real thing, got divorce papers because he booed Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl.
Wait, what? Say that again.
So, real life, there was whatever game it was she was attending.
Uh-huh.
They cut to her on the Jumbotron,
yeah.
and a bunch of people booed her.
Yep.
Okay. Her boyfriend booed her, and she was like, "My boyfriend likes Taylor Swift. He was just with his friends and booed." And I was like, "That's not you. I don't know who you are," and divorced him. Because he
wow.
was acting like a child in front of his friends, but that's not really him in real life. So he was just following a crowd, and she was like, don't want that.
Okay.
Really filed divorce.
Wow. Wow.
I get it.
I get it. I semi-get it.
Yeah. Know if I would do it.
I think maybe there's a conversation to be had first. Hey, don't you think that was a little fake of you and maybe
yeah.
an apology?
Maybe. But you know what?
Divorce seems extreme.
But more power to her.
Yeah,
you know?
It's fine. I get it. I'd be disappointed too. Be like, that's not you. Quit acting like a dick. But, but still.
You're a little poser.
Yeah.
Husband's a poser. Okay, Travis, there's no reason to even ask this. Which is better?
The song.
The song.
It's, yeah, yeah.
Why even say
this? This is the best song ever.
Yep. Okay. Would you music video night with Wheatus?
Absolutely.
100%. Absolutely agree. All of the boys come on over. We'd
yes,
have a good time.
Everybody from the music video except for the boyfriend.
Yeah. You know, he's probably nice.
He probably is, but we're talking about the people from the video here.
Yeah.
We don't want him around.
No. He would come over and start a fight with her and then leave.
That's exactly what he would do.
One sentence
run over your mailbox on the way out.
Yeah, yeah. Do donuts in the yard. Yeah. Like, mess up your grass a little bit.
And he'd still be in an IROC.
Yeah, yeah.
One sentence summation. A good time was had by all.
Mm-hmm. Mine, I've got 2 tickets to Wheatus. Travis, would you like to go?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I want you to also know I didn't have a one sentence. I just made that up just now.
No, so that's fine.
I had to. I failed at that.
It worked perfectly.
Okay. We did What Would You Change, which, fine. I'm fine with all what we said.
Yeah, I think so. I don't have anything else to add to that. Did you find any mistakes? I talked about the one, the Jackson High thing. I'm sure it's probably littered with a few little things.
But nothing distracting.
But nothing to distract you, and I couldn't find them, so I'm not going to say that there is.
Okay. Yeah.
But the big F Letterman jacket.
That's the mistake.
That's the mistake.
Yeah. Unless it's the Lanson fuckers. And we, you know, because it is covered up half.
It's Jackson High, though.
Yeah, Jackson
The Letterman
High.
Jacket should have a J.
Home of the Lancers.
The Lancers, yeah, which is their, that's just their mascot.
Lanson fuckers.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. Now.
Nonsense score.
Apples and bananas. 1 apples and 1 bananas.
I was going to give it 10 blue bucket hats.
Yeah, yeah. All filled with apples
and bananas.
Apples and bananas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, now the score. You get to pick because you got to do the intro, so who do you want to go first?
I had you, my guess for you,
mm-hmm.
6.39.
Okay. My real score, Travis?
Your real score.
6.02.
Okay.
Pretty close.
That's pretty darn close. Good.
Yeah. I was going to put it in fives because it felt like a pretty average video, but I was like, no.
Mm-mm.
It goes further. It goes
way further.
It absolutely, it just feels like a music video. It fits right in there.
And I'll say this. Me thinking about how much I didn't get tired of watching it or hearing it may have affected my score a little. So
mine's going to be low then. I put you at a 5.44. Yeah.
It's a 7.
7.
Ooh, even.
Wow.
Just
okay.
A flat 7.
I don't hate that. I just want to know. I got uncomfortable and I held back a little bit wondering what my other 7s were.
I did too. I thought about the same thing.
That's why you put it flat.
That's why I put it flat.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I know I've got like some 7.2s and 0.2s and stuff like that in that range. But this is a solid 7 in my mind.
Which it can be, this is a weird thing to say, it could be a 5 or it could be a 10. Because it's such a music video.
Yeah.
It could be either one.
Yeah. No, on a music video note, if you hit this at the perfect moment.
Travis, we did.
Yes.
I don't know what my score is.
I don't know if we hit it at the right time or not.
Oh, do you remember what your score was?
No idea.
Yeah, I have no clue. Idea.
But I know, depending on when you hit this song, too early, scores less. Middle of the night, when you're at that point where you're like, I need something to pick me up.
I'm going to knock at mine. I'm going to pick at your score.
It could have a 10. I don't know. It could score anywhere.
Okay, I saw your score.
Did you? Okay.
Yep, I didn't look at mine, but I know. Okay. So, that's it then. We're done.
That's it.
We finished it. Okay, that was fun.
It was fun.
That was a good, peaceful episode.
It's a good song. It's a good music. Best song ever.
I did.
Good music video.
Oh, sorry. We already said our score, so it's fine. But I will say that the song does not match the vibe. Like, she's not near preppy enough in this video throughout it to be so high above him.
Okay.
I don't even know if this is worth going back and mentioning.
Maybe.
It just... Also, there was a time, so we listened to this song so much in high school, I did stop listening to it for like 4 or 5 years and started again, which I could listen to it 100 times.
Yeah, I'll never stop. I'm in the same boat as you, though. I don't know if I listened to this after high school very much.
Because I burnt it out.
Yeah.
If it was a cassette tape, that CD, it would have been done. It would have been dust.
For sure.
So
it would have been raveled up.
Yeah.
Pencils would have been...
I'd have owed somebody a cassette.
Yeah.
So that's it. I think that puts us at like right at halfway through the season. So,
man,
this is a long season. We're
it's our fault.
It is.
We're making it way too long.
Woo!
That was good. Yeah. Good time had by all.
Yeah. Well, that is and continues to be Travis.
And that is and will always be Jared.
Bye. Peace.